It's Monday, August 14th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The presence of David Duke, the former imperial wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, and white nationalist leader Richard Spencer at a rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, inspired people to picket. But one apparent Duke sympathizer, named James A. Field Jr. of Ohio, allegedly plowed his Dodge Charger through a group of counter-protesters, sending bodies flying, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer and injuring 19 others, reports NBC News. The rallies were held to protest the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. President Donald Trump issued this statement.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
Christians make up the vast majority of more than 180 cases brought under Russia's anti-missionary laws since they came into force a year ago, reports Christian Today. Since being implemented on July 20th, 2016, Russia has prosecuted activities including prayer meetings in homes, posting worship times on a religious website, and praying in the presence of other citizens being interpreted as, quote, missionary activity, unquote, with a fine for an individual the equivalent of 6 weeks' worth of income. Democrat Representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota, who also serves as the deputy chair of the Democratic National Committee, said that the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un was acting more responsibly than President Donald Trump. Listen to this soundbite where Congressman Ellison refers to President Trump twice as, quote, this guy, unquote.
You have this guy making bellicose threats against somebody else who has very little to lose over there. And Kim Jong-un, the world always thought he was not a responsible leader. Well, he's acting more responsible than this guy is.
He made the remarks at the Atlanta-based Netroots Nation conference on Friday. The transformation of pop star Justin Bieber has been widely associated with the mentoring he's received from Hillsong pastor Carl Lentz in New York City. However, many Christians have expressed outrage after seeing pictures showing Lentz taking shots alongside Bieber at a bar during Hillsong's conference in New Zealand in March, reports Christian Today. Pastor Joe Schimmel of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, rebuked Pastor Lentz in a letter on Christian News that is drawing a lot of attention. Schimmel wrote, quote, "The chief concern from these images has to be how someone who calls himself a pastor is engaging in such an activity with someone who has a history of abusing substances. As Christians, we are not to walk as the world does. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. How must this look to the non-believing world? Is it normative behavior for the Christian? Is it the sort of behavior that a shepherd leading his flock should engage in? That is not what I read when I pick up my Bible," unquote. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." Police in Harris County, Texas, said a local resident discovered a newborn girl in the bushes early Thursday morning outside the Cypress Creek Apartments, according to the Daily Mail. The resident told the Harris County Sheriff's Office that he heard the baby crying and found her among the flowers and bushes. She was covered in ants and dirt, and her umbilical cord was still attached. The man said he cleaned her off and held her until authorities arrived. Police found the mother, a 21-year-old living in the apartment complex, when they followed the trail of blood near the baby. The mother admitted that she had given birth to the girl about an hour earlier, though she initially denied it. Police said the woman is in custody and charges are being considered. The Google engineer fired for writing a controversial memo about diversity now says that Google is, quote, almost like a cult, unquote. In an opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal, James Damore wrote that he, quote, committed heresy against the Google creed by stating that not all disparities between men and women that we see in the world are the result of discriminatory treatment, unquote. The first total solar eclipse in the contiguous United States since 1979 will sweep across the continent on Monday, August 21st, and treat observers to one more example of the beauty God created on this special little planet, reports Christian Headlines. The eclipse will cut a 70-mile-wide path of totality, a swath that stretches from Oregon to South Carolina, where the moon will completely block the sun. As the moon blocks the sun, stars will shine in the sky, and several planets, including Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, and Mercury, should be noticeable. Plus, the temperature will suddenly drop by as much as 15 degrees, and birds will stop singing. Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." Kristen Villanueva and her family were on vacation when an unnamed burglar broke into their house and stole her $2,000 college fund. The 17-year-old high school graduate and valedictorian of El Segundo High School in California had saved up the money by tutoring other students. Now, as she prepares to study materials engineering, Kristen was heartbroken to discover the robbery, reports GoodNewsNetwork.com. The El Segundo police force then stepped in and created a GoFundMe page through which they've already raised $5,340. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2017.